Hey folks, this is David Shore for Crofts Child Protective Services. First, happy 4th of July. I know this is a little late. It's around 6:17 p.m. I should have gotten out earlier, but hey, I was enjoying the 4th just like everybody else. Now on this day, in 1776, the document that this book is based off of, Constitution of the United States, the preamble says it best. It says, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America." They had articles and then amendments. They had First Amendment, "Congress shall make no laws respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for the redress of grievances." That means you can do whatever you want. You're not going to have to worry about if someone says, "No, you can't say that." Because guess what? According to the Constitution, you can go like this. Go fuck yourself. I can say whatever I want because the Constitution says I can. No government can do that. Now, there are some government officials that are like the state of California and the state of Michigan is trying to pass a law. And maybe you heard about this. And if you haven't, Governor Whitmer, along with the Democrats, has already passed a House. And what this is, it's a law that if you misgender someone, you get fined something like $10,000 and spend time in prison. Hey, Governor Whitmer, guess what? According to this document, the 12th Amendment, actually 14th Amendment, sorry, let me correct it. It is part of it. Part of the 14th Amendment, which states, "No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws." Now, let's go back to the First Amendment, shall we? It says, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances." Let's go one part there where Governor Whitmer and the Democrats seem to think that it's perfectly all right if you misgender them. We're going to put you in prison. We're going to fine you because you misgender a person. Or abridging the freedom of speech. And what's this say about... In the 14th Amendment, "No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of its citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws." It's right in the Constitution. Governor Whitmer, you don't like it? Fuck you. If you don't like it, go to a country that would allow you to do this. I hear Russia might be looking for a few people. Why don't you go to countries that they take away the rights? Our founding fathers, they fought tooth and nail for freedoms for everyone. Now, I know there are going to be some of you that say, well, you know, it was written where the predominant race was the white race. And that's true. But over time, the blacks got rights. They still had, they developed immigration laws. And we're trying to enforce them. Now, if you notice my shirt, it has the cross here with, as you can see, the thorny crown that the Jews gave him. And you got the American flag here. I am a Christian and an American. And if you don't like it, if you don't like the flag or you don't like the cross, you know, maybe you shouldn't be following me. Because that's how I believe. I believe this document, the United States Constitution. I mean, come on. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial. You notice how it says the right shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial, but it doesn't say you have to do a motion for it? We made that rule up. It's not in the Constitution. Yet nobody says anything. Kind of notice that? You see, our founding fathers, when we fought the British, we fought the king. We were giving the king the big middle finger. We were telling the king, this is our country, not yours. We are running it, not you. We were being so successful, they go, kings go, we should tax them a little more, yeah. But, you know, let's go, let's see. The 19th Amendment is about the right to vote. Now let's go with the 15th Amendment. See, the right of the citizens of the United States to vote shall not be, that's the 15th Amendment. So you got the 15th Amendment and the 19th Amendment. It is the 16th Amendment. The Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes on incomes from whatever sources derived without apportionment among the several states and without regard to any census or enumeration. That's it. The 16th Amendment. They're allowed to lay and collect taxes. This day, among all other days, is very important. And for those that get offended by this, then you must not like the freedoms, because this represents freedom. This flag that flies represents freedom. Freedom of expression. Freedom that your kids aren't going to be taken away. Yeah. You think kids can't be taken away? Okay. You want me to prove it? All right. Let's do this. It's a mother who fights for her daughter in California. Oh, hang on. I am looking for, oh, here it is. Now I'm going to show you this, okay? So you, and get this, this is 3 weeks ago. So just listen.
Name is Abigail Martinez. It has been 3 years and 164 days since I lost my daughter, Jaylen. I miss her every single day. Let me tell you how she died. My daughter was murdered by a gender ideology. CPS took my daughter when she was 16 years old. It was held by her public school counselor and LGBTQ group rights and another trans-identified girl. My daughter was taken from her loving home because the state of California claimed I was abusive for not affirming her trans identity. I lost my daughter over a name and a pronoun. Even after I promised to call her a male name, it wasn't enough. My daughter was not a boy trapped in a girl's body. She had mental health issues. Against my consent, my daughter was given testosterone instead of therapy. The LGBTQ group used her to raise money for them. Look at the poor, reject trans boy, they said. Why are there so many transgender in foster care? Because this state take them from their families, tell them to run, then steal them. Parents are given one option to treat their distressed child, offer drug, and remove their healthy body part, or else lose your child. The abuse claim against me was finally dropped, but it was too late. The damage was done. By then, my daughter was in a horrible mental and physical pain. My daughter knelt down in front of a train. She was murdered by gender ideology. I beg you, stop pushing gender ideology. I don't want any parent to feel what I feel every day. Affirmation is not good for the health, safety, and welfare of any child.
Our founding fathers fought so we could have freedom. Freedom to raise your kids any way you want. But also, so the government cannot, like in that case, where they just take your kids. And that was over 3 years ago. Over 3 years ago. Oh, let's see. What year was that? 2020, wasn't it? I thought this was a relatively new thing, this transgender thing. But apparently, according to that woman, California's been doing this since 2020 that we are aware of. Our founding fathers would be rolling in their graves going, what? The government should not be doing that. Let the parents raise their kids. But because of an ideology, because of this new fringe group who's using this here and this here. They think they know this. Those that did that. Let me read it again. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge or the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Was that equal protection? No. You get a group there, a fringe group, and I'm not talking the LGB community. No, I've heard plenty of them saying they don't want this. Not the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ plus. No, those. Well, if it feels good, do it. Oh, and you misgender me. Hey, Dylan Mulvaney. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Look. If you want to whack your dick off, I don't care. You want to think you're Mary Poppins? Who cares? You want to say that you're a man and a woman and this and that? You can do that all you want. There will never be a law that says that we have to put people in prison and fine them heavily for misgendering people like you. So Dylan Mulvaney, there's a few things you should know. Okay, the First Amendment. Remember that? But in the event you don't remember it, because of your short memory, it says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And that's also for the ones that if someone protests against what you are protesting for, you can't suddenly go, you can't suddenly beat them up because you don't like them. And then when they do it, I'm a victim, I can't do anything. Realize that the First Amendment applies to both sides. And then Dylan, remember the 14th Amendment that says no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within this jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Our founding fathers did not die, Dylan Mulvaney, so that you could just enforce any laws you want. Because I'm sick of it. And I think a lot of my viewers here, my followers, feel the same way. Hey parents, if your school is going to continue doing this, then this is what you do. You say, hey, guess what? If you keep on doing this, then we have no other choice but to pull our child out of school. And if enough parents pull their kids out of school, or at least threaten that, watch what happens. All of a sudden, mysteriously, oh, we're going to lose money? Tell these teachers, guess what? We're looking at the financial ramifications, and we're going back to reading, writing, arithmetic. If we're going to teach sex ed, we're going to wait until at least the fifth or sixth grade to do that. And you can't dress up in drag if the parents don't want it. But if you see, you parents have every right to decide. You have this document that says you have the freedom of choice. So on this 246th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, let's remember those who died to give you that freedom. Let's remember that our freedoms come from those that sacrificed so much. Let's remember that's not the Dylan Mulvaney's, but it's the soldiers, the sailors, the ones from the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, National Guard, Coast Guard, people that keep us safe so we can walk free in the streets. Just remember that. Because if we don't, one day, this thing will mean nothing. It'll be just another piece of paper. And for those young people who say, oh, that's a good thing, fuck you, then get the hell out. Go to any other country, but leave, okay? Because this country, I have the freedom to say whatever I want without fear of retribution or retaliation. So, from me to all followers and viewers, have a happy and safe 4th of July. It even goes to the ones that don't appreciate what you have.